Dreamscape presents A Death in the Dales by Frances Brodie, narrated by Elaine Claxton. For Jill Higham, champion friend, fine scriptwriter, and trailblazing stalwart of the Writers Guild of Great Britain. The heart may be misplaced from birth. I have seen a case in which it lay upon the right side and had always been in that position. Its action was natural. A variety of causes may tend to push it out of its place. Virtue's Household Physician, Volume 1, 1925. Prologue. Langcliffe, the 29th of April, 1916. The wax candle burned brightly in its brass holder. Frieda Simonson sat at her dressing table brushing her hair. Ever since she was a girl, she had brushed her hair 100 times before going to bed. Now her arm ached more easily. She switched hands. Over the years, more and more hair found its way onto the brush. Each morning, she would comb through the bristles and take small grey bracelets into the garden, placing her gifts on the shrubs. It pleased her when sometimes she spotted a bird carrying off the trophy for nest building. Once, her hair was dark. The first grey streaks appeared days after Lucien went to war, as if the worries and fears she tried to suppress found their way into her locks. She gave a small smile at the speed with which this process had accelerated. Soon her hair may turn silver, as had her mother's.